They don't live near orchards. They don't have any palm trees there either. So it happened a story of Bnei Korachim, that they used to yashin from year to year. They gave over the lulav from one year to another year, because they didn't have palm trees then. So Amalehem, they said, Misham Raya, from there there's a Raya. Ain Shasat Chak Raya. From Shasat Chak, when they don't have anything else, there it's different. But I call upon, this is only a Raya by the Lulav, not by the Esrig. But I call upon the Kasher by the Esrig is that if Yehuda said a dried out Esrig is Kasher. For the Gemara Ketonim, as we learned here, that Yehuda said, Af Yevashim Sherim, even if you have a dried out Esrig, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So my love Esrig, isn't this Brisa talking about a dried out Esrig? So you see, even an Esrig does not have to be fresh, does not have to be a Hodr. So Mara says, Loi Alulav. I tell you, that's what Yehuda said, if it's dried out, it's kosher, he's not going back to the Tanakama on Esrig, he's going back to Lulav. By a Lulav, he holds there's no Mitzvah's Hodr, there even if it's dried out, it's good. Ma'ashenken, by an Esrig, there is Moida, has to be fresh, it can't be dried out. Omamar, Kishem Shein Poichsim Mehen Kachen Moisifin Aleim. The same way you can't take less than 4 minim, you can't take 5. For the Mopshit, of course you can't take more. What's the Chiddush here? The Mopshit says, yes. Ma the time I would have thought. Hoyil v'yom Rav Yehuda. Since Rav Yehuda said, Luluf, Sarach Agad, there's a mitzvah of Agad, to tie the three minim together. V'maisa min achrina. If I would take another min here, hay l'chudikoi, v'hay l'chudikoi, k'mash v'lon. I would have thought the Chiddush, let's say I have my Luluf, and I have the Hadassim and the Rovers tied together. I have the 3 minim tied together. And now in my hand I hold another min also, hold an apple there also. So I would have thought maybe there's nothing wrong there. Because since I have the 3 minim together, so this 4th min, like it's out of there, it's not part of the min, maybe it wouldn't be a psul about Tasev. Kamash v'lan, yes. Calls the man, you're holding it, it's called the 5th min, and it's possible. You don't tie it together. I would have thought like it's not part of the mitzvah. So maybe there's no Baal Tosef. Kamash Milon, yes. Even though you only tie the 3 minim together, and this 4th min, an apple, or any other type of fruit, a grass, you don't tie it together, still there's a psul of Baal Tosef. Omamar. We said before, Lemotse Esrig, if we don't find an Esrig, Layavi Larimam Le Parish. You can't bring a pomegranate, and you can't take quinces, other fruits. Vloy Dobracher. For the Mopshit, of course not. Like, what's the Avmin? It's not a pre-Etzodis. That's not the mitzvah. Ma'adotem, I would have thought. Laisei, bring it. Akol Porn, Kiechad, Lo Tishtakech, Teres Esrig. People should not forget about what it means to take an Esrig. Kamash Mullah, no. Don't do it. Because Zimnin, the Nofe, Churbiminei, the Yosle Misruch. Maybe other people learn out from you that you should know you don't only have to use an Esrig, you could use lemons also. So since people may come to learn from it, there's no winning at all to use a lemon. And even for your kid is brought down as Mrs. Chinuch, you should not take a lemon to give your kid either. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to use an Esrig and to use nothing else. All right, we'll stop here.
Lamed Aleph from the base of holding here. Yeah, Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Well, in the middle. Yeah, so the Shaila was, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold, you need Hodor by Esrig or not? That was the Shaila. So up until now, we want to say that by Esrig, for sure, he does need Esrig. He does need Hodor. There has to be a nice Esrig. It's only a question, it's only by Lulav that he doesn't have to have Hodor. That's what we were saying until now. Now the Gemara says, no, Toshima, Esroig Hayoshim, if you have an old Esroig, Possel, it's Possel. Why? Like we have, because it's not Hodor, it doesn't look nice. It's probably an old one, means it's dried out, it's not kosher. If we have Yehuda Machshir, Yehuda says, no, it's kosher. Has even a dried out Esroig is kosher. So to Yufta, the Rova to Yufta. This is a Kasha, and Rova, it's a Kasha. In other words, Rava wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda just holds you don't need Hodor by Lulav. A dried out Lulav is kosher. Ma'ashen ken an Esrog, there the Torah says, pre-ates Hodor. Hodor means it has to be a nice pre. Now we're bringing a Raya note that even Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need Hodor even by Esrog. Therefore, if you have an old Esrog, it's kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So So it's a kasha on Rova. But the more kasha now, is that true? For loiboyi hodor, is it true that Reb Yehuda holds you don't have to have hodor, a nice fruit for an esrog? We are nan, we learned like this. Hayorik kikarsi. Let's say you have an esrog that's green. It's green like a leek. Is Rabbi Meir mafsh? Rabbi Meir says it's kosher. You could have a green esrog. Rabbi Yehuda poisel. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's no good. If you have a green esrog, it's no good according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what should be wrong with a green one? Lav mishum the boy hodor. Isn't it because you have to have a hodor, a nice esrog? And if it's green, it's not called nice. Nice means it has to be yellow. So the you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to have a pre-eitz hodor, a nice fruit for an esrog. So Mary answers no. Loi, that's not the reasoning. Mishum deloi goma peri. I'll tell you there, it's not called the fruit is finished. It's not called the finished fruit yet. That you have to have an esrog means a pre-eitz hodor means a finished fruit. If it's still green, he holds it's not finished. But once you have a finished one, even though it's not hodor, lamoshla dried out already, then Rabbi Yehuda holds he's moida that it's kosher. And that's what the divorce speaks out. That it comes out now that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from hodor. So there are a lot of halachas we have in the whole perek that things are posel because it's not called hodor. So you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda argues on everything. So you want to say no, that Rabbi Yehuda also holds you have to have a complete fruit, even not with the mitzvah's hodor. It's like the Gemara says, now it has to be a finished fruit. If it's green or it's not the right size yet, that's not called a finished fruit. That's not called a gemar peri. It's posel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda really only argues when the fruit is completely grown. It's a finished fruit, but it's dried out, that's still kosher. Even though it's not hodor, it doesn't look nice, but since it's a full fruit, that's yoitza. But that's not, it could be if it's something's missing, it has a hole in it, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds it's posel. That's not called a complete fruit. Rabbi Yehuda also holds you have to have a complete fruit. Just if you have the whole thing, just that it dried out, that's the machlokes. That Rabbi Yehuda still is kosher, and that we owe the halacha, let the rabbanan know, being in hodor, it has to be a nice fruit. If it's dried out, it's posel. Right, another kasha the Gemara asks now. Toshima, come in here. She or esrog, cotton. What's the smallest size that an esrog could be and it still be kosher? What's an esrog cotton? Rabbi Meir, Weimer Meir says, kegois. Even as small as the size of a nut, still is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Weimer Kebetza. If you don't know, it has to be a bigger size. The smallest size it could be to be kosher, the size of an egg. Why? Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the esrog has to be a nice one? And if it's so small, like a nut, it's not called nice, it has to at least be the size of an egg. So, who we see for Kontev Yudon? It has to be hodor, it has to be a nice esrog. So, the answer is, Loi, that's not the reason, Kontev Yudon, Loi, that's not the reason. Mishum de Loi, Goma Peri. The Torah says, the Kontev Yudon, it's also, it's not called the finished fruit, like we just said. We have Yudon's Moida, the fruit has to be finished. So, if it's not that big, if it's not big, at least the size of an egg, that's not called the finished fruit, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. Toshima, come in here. Uvagodol, what's the biggest size an esrog could be and still be kosher? What's the biggest size? Kidei sheyechoyz shnayim b'yod yachatz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The biggest size it could be that you could still hold two of them in your hand. In other words, it can't be tremendous that you could only hold one in your hand. It has to be a size that you could hold two of them in one hand. That's the biggest it could be. But it's bigger than that. If you can't hold two of that size in one hand, it's possible contra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no. Afilu echad b'shtei yodav. Even if you have to use your two hands to hold this tremendously big esrog, still it's kosher. In other words, no matter how big it is, as long as it has other simonim that are kosher, it's a kosher esrog. So now my timer, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it can't be too big? He holds it has to be the size that you could hold two of them in your hand. Why? Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because it has to be a nice fruit? And if it's too big, if it's a jumbo one that you can't hold two of them in your hands, that's too big, it's not called nice. So look, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also a mitzvah to have hodor, it has to be nice. So Mara says, Loi, no, that's not the reasoning. I tell you, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's too big, it's no good, it's like Xerim and the Rabbanim, why it's no good. The reason is, Kivin the Yama Rabbah. Since Rabbi says, we'll see later, that lulav v'yamin, you have to hold the lulav in your right hand. And the reason is, since there are three minim tied together, like roiv of the four minim are in the lulav, that's why that's mechoshev. You have to hold the lulav in your right hand. The esrig v'smoil. The esrig by itself you hold in the left hand. Now, zimnin de mechalfilei. Sometimes it'll come out that people will change it around. That by mistake, first they'll pick up and put the lulav in the left hand, and then they'll have the esrig in the right hand. Now, in such a case, v'yosel yafchinu. saying that somebody's going to tell them that Allah, you have to change around. You're going to have to change around the esrig and the lulav and change around hands right now. So if you're going to have such a big lulav that you have to hold it with two hands, how are you going to change it around now? How could you have the lulav in one hand and the esrig in the other hand and change it around? It's going to fall out of your hands. And if the lulav and the esrig fall from the floor, it'll become puzzle maybe. So therefore, midrabbanan, don't have an esrig too big that you shouldn't be able to change it around like this. You have to put both of them in one hand and then take it like this. So make sure the esrig is not that big that you can have two esrigs in your hand. If you go two in one hand, so it means who are going to have a lulav and esrig. If you have them in the wrong hand, this is the lulav and this is the esrig. You have to change it around. You'll be able to go like this and it won't fall out of your hand. Mashenka, the esrig is going to be so tremendously big that you need two hands to carry it, it'll fall out of your hand. So with the rabbanan, it's like a gzeira that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But really, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold you need harder. The post of Torah still says pre-eitz hodr. It says you have to have a nice fruit, so at least the esrig has to be hodr. How can Rabbi Yehuda hold that even a dried out esrig is still yaitzah? And the Gemara ha-hu, you know what the word means? Hador b'yilona mishona l'shona. It just means that it stays on the tree from year to year. That's the type of a fruit you need. Esrig is the only fruit that stays from year to year. So that's what hodr means. It doesn't mean pretty, nice. It just means hadar, it lives on the tree from year to year. That's all. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Shalashayra v'shalir honidachas. If you have a lulav that came off a tree that the goyim worship it, it's an asherah, or else the tree that was grown on Ironidachas, that the Jews there worshipped avodah zarah over them, and the din is you have to burn the whole city down, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara is a true v'shalashayra apostle. For Yomar Rova, lulav shel avodah zarah. Somebody has a lulav shel avodah zarah. So Rashi learns, what does lulav shel avodah zarah mean? Sheshimash bar avodah zarah. You used it to worship the avodah zarah. Lechabe lefoneh karka, either use it like a broom to clean the floor in front of the avodah zarah. Inami shavadosa belulav lahavira lefoneh olizarka boy. Or else that's the way you worship this avodah zarah. That you take a lulav and you throw it in front of him, or else you just pass it by him. That's called the lulav shel avodah zarah. In other words, Rashi did not want to learn we're talking about a tree that the goyim worshipped, and now you pulled off the branch from that tree. Because if you pulled off the branch, that would be called the bittul of avodah zarah. In other words, it was an avodah zarah that worshipped the tree. If you're going to pull off a branch, that's called you be mevatlit. So it wouldn't have an isra avodah zarah. So Rashi wants to talk about a lulav by itself, that you worship the avodah zarah with this lulav. Either you threw it in front of him, or you walked in front of him. That's the avodah you did with the lulav. So this lulav is also vanur. So Rava says, don't take it, lo yitom. Of the yimnot al kosher, the loch is, if you take it, though, you know it's kosher. Even though it's also vanur, but the klal always is, mitzvah is lav lehenes nitno. Rashi says, the yimnot al kosher, the afagav the yisuri anuhu, it's also vanur, the mitzvah is lav lehenes nitno, klaymer, and kiyah mitzvah is hanoi saguf. The kiyah of the mitzvah is not called hanoi, you're having enjoyment. El ravoidais ever the rabbi, it's your son. The mitzvahs we do is like a chukah. We do it like an eved. We're a slave to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we do mitzvahs. So not to have enjoyment from it. So therefore, the hakim of the mitzvah is not called hanor. So therefore, you take the lulav shel avodah zarah, you mekayim the mitzvah. So chor tekash, our Mishnah says you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So Gemara answers, hocha v'asherah de Moshe askinen. Here we're talking about the trees that was around by the times of Moshe. The way Rashi learns, we'll soon see. Techtuse mechteshira. That since these trees are mechuyev to be sarif, you have to burn it. So since you have to burn it, it's considered like it's burnt already. So it's like chopped up. The chetuche mech the shur is chopped up the shur. You don't have it big enough. Now, as we had before, lulav has to at least be 4 tefachim long. Now, since this lulav, you have to burn it, it's considered like it's chopped up already. The ekonom, you'll bring you a proof. The ktoni dum yadir anidachas shmamina. It says, in the Mishnah, it says, shalashay rabbi shalir ir anidachas. Just like ir anidachas, that's the city that robed the people worshipped the avodah zarah. That the din is you have to burn down the whole tree, the whole city. Here also we're talking about a lulav that you have to burn it. Therefore, since it has to be burnt, therefore it's ktusa mechteshirayin, it doesn't have enough of a shir. That Rav has said a lulav shel avodah zarah, it could be mekayim, that's talking about it belongs to goyim. A lulav that belongs to a goy, the loch is if the goy is mevatlit, like changes his mind not to use it, and does a maisa to show it, it's not also banor anymore. So a regular lulav, it could be, you don't have to burn it. Let's be mevatlit, and it'll be mutter. Ma'ashenken asher with the moisher means that it belonged to a Jew. The locher is now void. The zarah that belonged to a Jew, it has no more bittul. Once a Jew owns it, so no matter what you do to it, you can't make it like muta banor. It still remains osa banor, and you have to burn it. So Rashi says, "Basher with the moisher, oisam shoyu b'shas kibush arat Yisrael, shetrichen akosta sreifa, k'desil yasfer tishefum beish." You have to burn it. Now, v'lul of tzarach shir, it has to be for tfachim. V'hai, since this lulav has to be burnt, command the mechtech shirei, it's as if it's chopped up already. Kivun l'sreifa koi, since it has to be burnt. So that Rashi says at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the ikon akudr is that it belongs to the Jews. And now, by the zarah that belongs to a yid, is osa ba'no l'yolam, you can't be mevatlet. So therefore, you have to burn it. Marshenkin and now by the zarah that belongs to a guy, then there's a heter of bittel. If you do a maisa to show you don't want to use it anymore, it's not osa ba'no, so you don't have to burn them. Therefore, on such an avoid the zarah, brother says, metchila, don't take it, it's not nice. But if you took it already, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Ma'ashenken asher with the moishet, you have to burn, there's no way you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though mitzvah's lav lehenes nitna, it's not called you being over the yisr hanor by using it, because there's no enjoyment of using it. But the locher is not called you have a shear, you don't have the size of a lulav. Even though lemaisa you have the long lulav here, but since the din that has to be burnt, we consider like it's not here anymore. So Mishnah Vaita. Then the Mishnah says, Niktam Roshay. If the top of the lulav was cut off, the lulav is possible. Amaravuna. Niktam. It only means that the top leaves was cut off. Niktam Pashim means cut off a little bit. Now there are a lot of different shittas la'locha, exactly how much is called possible of the lulav. There's one, the most cool dikka shittah there is. Niktam means the wood itself, the shedra itself, has to be chopped off. Like our lulavs, I don't have one here. But our lulavs, there's the shedra means that's the bark of it, like it goes up. Now the leaves go up much further up. There's some shittahs that learn that the top leaves, you could chop them all off. As long as you didn't touch the bark, the wood of the lulav itself, still it's kosher. That's the most cool dikka shittah. The niktam reisha means you chop off from the top part of the lulav itself. Now, Lacha, we're makbid, know that even the top leaves, but frat, the top two leaves, the tumais, the top two ones, if anything happens to it, even a mashu, is cut off, the maisa, we don't use it. So we're makbid, using niktam reisha means any little bit of the top leaves was chopped off, it's possible. Amar Rafuna, l'shanu ala niktam, it's only was chopped off. Niktam, mamish, cut off. Avo nista kosher, was only split, it was split, it's kosher. Rashi nistak roshay elyon. If the top leaves were just split, it's still kosher. For the Gemara, that's true. The nistak kosher is a split kosher. For a tanya, we learned like this: lulav kofuf. If you have a lulav that's bent over like a hunchback, Rashi kofuf roshay kofuf kegman, like a hunchback person. Doimus lish gabon the azokin shereshayim shachan kofuf lamata. It's not much bent over. The whole lulav is like bent over. You have a hunchback lulav. It's possible, or else kivats, or else you have lulav that they were like thorns growing.